Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Miles and Keith in the Morning.
Hey,
I'm sitting here with Keith Habersberger,
hi,
who we only have for 30 minutes.
Hi.
And the other guys aren't here yet.
Yes, for those of you who listened to our tripod maybe a week ago, maybe a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
I ruptured my eardrum and it hasn't healed.
Oh no.
It's supposed to heal in 1 to 3 weeks on its own. Mine didn't. So today I've got to head off to an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Uh-oh.
So he can see what's going on in there and see if he can bang on that drum a little bit.
And how's it feeling for you, Keith?
It feels totally fine.
Huh.
It doesn't hurt at all. Mm. I feel like I can hear just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor's like, yeah, it's still ruptured. You're going to have to go see a specialist. And I said, great.
Isn't that fun? Yeah.
It's making me wonder if when I was a child, I actually ruptured my eardrum, because as a child, I got swimmer's ear all the time, so I had to wear earplugs all the time.
Oof.
And I'm wondering if one of those times, it's just too long for me to remember, I like ruptured my eardrum, mm-hmm, as a child, and like that was the inciting incident, and I just don't remember that part of it. I just remember having an earache and, mm-hmm, having eardrops, but maybe it was a ruptured eardrum.
That's true. Well, you have flaccid eardrums.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We heard that,
yeah,
on the
and
whatever.
I had tubes in my ears as a child, which when I was a child and they told me, like, you used to have tubes in your ears as a baby. Every time someone said tube, like, yeah, if they went, oh, did it go down the wrong pipe in your throat? I imagine like a corrugated sewer tube was,
yeah,
in my throat or in my ear. And that's what it meant. Because those, as a child, those are the tubes I was used to seeing.
Yeah.
It's like one of those windy, corrugated
tubes. What does that mean to you, corrugated tube?
Well, you know, the
so what is a tube in your ear? I truly don't know.
Me neither, bro. But babies, sometimes I think it's like their ears aren't pressurized right, so they have tubes.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know what kind of tube it is.
Yeah.
They're baby tubes.
A baby tubes.
And it's very common for babies to have tubes in their ears.
Maybe it's to help with hearing. Babies are dumb. So.
Well, yeah, I'd say it's more that they're ignorant, you know, they're very unaware. They,
yeah,
don't understand even the concept of understanding.
New bumper sticker. Babies are ignorant.
Babies are ignorant. Honk if you agree. Yeah, but it's just us right now. You know, we told all the boys we'd be starting right on time at 8 o'clock this morning because I'm,
yeah,
only going to be here. And Zach said he overslept.
And you're on time, I would say, every week.
Always.
Always, yeah.
Maybe a minute late.
Maybe.
Sometimes I'm an 8:01 or a 9:01, depending on when it starts. But today, because I knew I only had to have that time, I'm 3 minutes early.
That's right. Oh, and speaking of,
here he is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Keith holier than thou. I'm always on time hour.
It's 8:04.
Yeah. It's 8:04.
It is 8:04.
8:04 is on time, sir.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it's only on time if you're the boss.
Within five minutes. It's only on time if you're the boss.
That's correct.
Nice, right, Miles. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Only on time if you're the boss. Ned, how you doing? We're doing a morning show today.
Yeah, it's a morning show. AM radio. We got donuts here in the house.
I've
got coffee over here.
What are you sipping on?
I have some big news, guys.
Whoa.
Is it about the coffee you're sipping on?
No. Did we get to talk about this last week? Wes had his first week of school.
Oh my God. How'd it go?
Oh, wow.
It was rough for me.
Yeah.
It was fine for him.
Okay.
He, you know, first day there, some tears.
Mm-hmm.
Second day, he was like basically totally fine. I was like, now it's time for you to go to school. And he says, okay. And then walks right in. I'm like, you're so adaptable. This is great. But me, as soon as I closed the door to my car, I bawled everywhere. Just sobbed my eyes out.
Filled up the whole car.
I was swimming
This is a story of a dad.
And did you tell him, you know, like if another kid's picking on you, you just hit him in the knees or
oh,
something?
Oh, yeah. What sort of like stand up to bullies advice did I? I think we're just working on.
Day one, like, I don't think there's many bullies.
Kids. Yeah, like, it's been two years of not having socialization.
Hope there's not 4-year old bullies.
I don't remember.
Oh, there definitely are. Man. Yeah, they're not like, give me your lunch money, nerd. But they might like push you off. I think even at the open house, he got pushed off the cool excavator thing in the sand pit.
By a 4-year old girl who was like,
yeah, that's the worst.
You know, it's just yoked.
Mine.
It's just big.
Mm. Mine.
Yeah, it's body, get bodied. So yeah, it was a big week for me. Mm-hmm. It feels like a start of a new era, but I'm excited. It's like, you know, for him, a lot of new experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The school is basically like a playhouse. Like it's a toddler's dream.
What it's like recess all the time.
Yeah, what would your like ideal adult, if you had like, I don't know, 500 square feet to put any sort of activities, anything you want. Say we're adults, so maybe say 1,000 square feet.
Uh-huh.
But you know, what would you put in there? Because this, it's like it has a sandbox.
Yeah.
It's got like a little climbing area. They've got chickens. It's got a store.
They have chickens? They have
chickens. That's you can awesome. Hang out with.
I would put a system of conveyor belts that create a roller coaster experience that you can reprogram to be different directional choices.
Wow. So omnidirectional roller coaster experience.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
How about you,
I
Meg?
Mean, I guess like Disneyland is basically supposed to be adult paradise.
Oh, fuck yeah. I went to Disneyland the other week. Oh, damn.
I know they're not a sponsor, but I hear it's pretty sweet, that new Star Wars ride.
Yeah.
If I could tell you all about it, I would, but it would ruin it for you.
Did you go to Adventureland?
Did I go to Misadventureland?
No, Avengerland.
Yeah, so I went to Adventure House.
Uh-huh.
I saw Locally.
Is that Loki?
I saw Thorg.
I saw Locally.
I saw them all. Actually, when Thor walked by, and like no one was really screaming, so I screamed. And he appreciated it, I think.
And if you're freaking Thor out there.
Yeah, but like the Marvel campus is not the Star Wars land.
Really? That's no. A bummer to me.
Star Wars is so immersive. Avengers is like, it's
cool.
Yeah,
they built it from the ground up. That's Star Wars land. Avengers, I think they just kind of like repainted the walls.
They tilted tower tower.
Right. They knocked down the old Bugs Life. Said, Bugs, get out of here. They had the exterminators come in.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs death.
Ant-Man made it, though. And they put in a fun magic door that Doctor Strange opens and closes. And then they put in like a building that is actually only a cast member building, but the Avengers kind of walk around on the roof of it looking down at you.
Mm.
And then they have the Guardians ride, and they have the Spider-Man ride, which that was dope.
Yeah.
Because it's basically one of those Toy Story shoot 'em ups. Mm-hmm. It's very like the Universal ones more than the Disney ones, in my opinion, because it's all screens. But you just do this.
I mean,
with your arm
time,
like Spider-Man, and it shoots webs on screen.
With your arm?
Yes.
You're not squeezing a button?
You're just wearing your arms out for 30 minutes. You just look like a maniac. But it's so fun. And I was exhausted.
That's great.
I wonder if Universal Studios Islands of Adventure still has the Spider-Man ride and the Hulk coaster. I mean, did they have to give all that up?
No, you want to know something cool?
Yeah.
You want to know something cool?
Yeah, I love learning about intellectual property law at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Woo!
Long time ago, when Marvel wasn't no thing, it was in its dip. Ain't none of the movies happened yet. Just some of the Spider-Mans.
Yes. Please tell it to me as a middle-aged lady at a 7-Eleven in line to get a big gulp.
So they were in Florida, Universal, right? They were like, we're going to buy it up. We're going to buy up Marvel. And part of our contract is going to be no matter what happens in the future, no matter what, there will always, forever, be a Marvel campus on a Universal park in Florida. That's part of the contract.
No matter what.
So Disneyland or Disney World, they don't have no Avengers shit.
They ain't allowed?
They ain't allowed.
What?
Wow. So only Disneyland has it. And that's why Tower of Terror is still Tower of Terror down in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. So they get to have it forever and ever and ever.
Forever.
Lucky them.
That's a pretty good thing to write into a contract.
I will say that.
Have a little theme park forever.
The Hulk coaster is better than all the other
the Hulk coaster
Marvel
amazing.
Rides I've been on. It's incredible. Amazing. So fun.
It's like you take the accelerator from Six Flags, which, if you don't know, is this thing where you're just sitting there stationary.
Go so fast.
And then you accelerate like...
That might be a notch.
70 miles an hour. Yeah.
Oh, it is a notch.
Yeah, it is a notch. Yeah. Anyways, they do that, but up into the air, and then you twist, and then you flip, and then it's a roller coaster.
It's called a slingshot launch.
Oh. Roller Coaster Tycoon over here.
Yeah, I've been watching some Disney documentary series on Disney Plus about various rides, and
that sounds cool.
Sling slot.
You're all in.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm into it. I love a good time. I get excited. It's one of those things, Disneyland and Disney World, where even the most unenthused person starts walking a little bit faster as they're approaching.
Yeah.
Walking a little faster.
Have a smile on their face. Happiest place on
also,
earth.
It's spooky time now. So all the Disney spooky people are out. So the people wearing the Nightmare Before Christmas garb.
Yeah.
Et cetera. No, it's spooky.
Is Loki kind of jumping out of you and screaming? Mickey Mouse is a little machete.
You know, that's horrifying.
Yeah, right?
I mean, he used to have a hammer at one
point. He's crying blood.
Yeah. Well, and Mighty Mickey. There was a game where Dark Mickey, it was Epic Mickey, was a video game.
It was an evil Mickey, too.
And it was a mean Mickey.
Whoa.
Well, Mickey's cool in Kingdom Hearts land. By the way, it's 63 degrees in Los Angeles.
I know.
Well, you guys were saying how it's chilly?
Well, I'm just we're a morning show, so I figured people need to know.
Oh, yeah, right. What's the traffic?
Traffic on the tell us.
Let me check the traffic.
It is chilly. I'm wearing a sweatshirt today because I'm so chilly.
You are
chilly.
Cozy boy.
So chilly.
You are cozy boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some shit on his shoe.
It's a little bit of red on my nice white shoes. It was because of the blood.
It was blood?
I don't know. I was just trying to go with the Halloween axe murderer theme.
Yeah, probably just.
It's probably dog poop.
Do you guys know what you're going to be for?
No, just kidding.
Halloween.
Halloween's?
Yeah, that's a little bit away, depending on when this comes out.
This always happens. It comes up and I say, I don't know what to be. Yeah. And then that that vibe persists for about until October 30th.
It's also one of those, like, I don't know if I'll even be here for Halloween.
I don't even know if there will even be a Halloween.
Oh, that's a good point. Will there be a Halloween?
Yeah, because, so, you know, Becky and I, we got a house finally last year in September. And one of our things we've always been excited for with having a house is being able to have trick-or-treaters. We lived in an apartment, so we couldn't do it. Like, we have always wanted to have trick-or-treaters. And last year was going to be the first time, and obviously we couldn't. There wasn't. In L.A., they were like, no, don't do it at all. Yeah. I know other states were like, put the food down a cool slide from your window to the ground. And that was cool, but we didn't have that option at all in L.A. They were like, just don't do it. So I'm hoping that that happens if I'm here. But I might, you know, there's a music festival that happens that weekend that maybe I'm going to. I don't know. I just playing by ear, watching the Rona.
Cool life.
Hard to tell.
It's hard to know.
If I were to have a costume,
Aren't you stuck in like family costumes now forever?
I kind of have to do it. Can like, you branch as a out? Group? As a group, you know?
Well, it's the family's like going as the Three Bears, but I'm going as sort of Sailor Moon.
I'm going as Wolverine. The rest of the family's going as Acorns.
Wolverine and Acorns.
Yeah.
Wes is very into dinosaurs, so he wants us all to be dinosaurs. And he says, I'll be a T-Rex. Daddy, you can be a daddy T-Rex.
Okay.
And Finn, you can be a baby T-Rex. And Mommy, you can be a rock.
Yeah, tough.
And Ariel's like, cool, sweet bud. Great idea. I get to be the rock. Afterthought. Yeah. But it's also, you know, she's like the rock of the family. Aww. So you know,
I'm sure
like
that's how he's thinking
he
of it.
He was probably thinking of it metaphorically. Yeah.
He's a smart kid.
I was with Wes the other day. I dropped by Ned's house and I was trying to stir up a conversation. So I said, hey, I know you really like dinosaurs. And he just looked at me and said, no. I was like, okay.
All right.
Okay, bro, let's look at these trains.
Still learning how to talk, I guess.
No.
No.
No, I don't. You're wrong. Anyway, here's my pillows. I'm like, all right. He was actually, I was very excited to hang out with him because, you know, some of the times we've hung out is a little bit fewer than maybe we used to back in the day before the Rona sort of changed socialization. But He's so on it. He's so advanced. He's so witty. He can hold down conversations. He can show me things like he likes.
A little human.
Yeah, he's
a little human man.
That's why I cried in the car.
That's cute.
He's growing up.
He does bits.
He does bits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the boy doing bits, Ned?
It wasn't me, but it's just him.
He was just doing no way. And I was like, yes way. He's like, no way. I'm like, yes way. He's like, no way. He just kept getting louder.
Or he says, funny. Do you want to know what a scary pumpkin looks like? And then his eyes go wide and his teeth start chattering and he goes, nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah, oh, nah, wow. Nah, nah, nah. It's spooky. Yeah.
It's a good spooky pumpkin.
Bit. Good spooky bit.
Yeah. And then I showed him how to be an ant.
You showed him how to be an ant?
Yeah. I had this moon pillow. So I put it on my face and I was like clamping it together like I had little ant pincers. And I was like, I'm an ant. And he's like, I want to try. And then he was like, I'm an ant. And then he went over and ate everybody. He
grabbed my ass.
Mm. Yeah. With an ant. Face.
That's very cute.
It's funny.
There's a closure on California.
Oh my
too,
God. What happened to you?
Well, there's a couple of closures on California too.
The two?
Yeah.
Let's take that again with more like traffic energy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm standing here live on the highway.
No, Miles, get off the highway. Miles, get off the highway.
And shit is fucked out here.
Do you think maybe it's you in the parked van?
Well, it could be. We couldn't find a spot.
Yeah, well, of course not. There's no shoulder on the two.
Causing the traffic.
There's a closure behind us.
You know, this is not going to be relatable to most people.
Yeah,
but
I'm just glad we have some sort of closure.
I love the two.
Unlike my
wife. By the way, yeah, me too. You ever ridden on the two? The two's a beaut. It's huge. It's so wide.
Yeah.
Nobody's on it.
Pretty good road.
It's a great. If you're in LA, check out the two.
Get on it, baby.
If you're listening from Michigan,
yeah,
we're sorry.
Yeah. Which most people probably aren't from LA, but some people might. They're probably like not in their head right now being like, love the two.
Here's something I saw recently. So football was back this week. Me and the boys, we went to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Keith and Zach. Woo. It was super fun. But something I saw was the Raiders were requiring vaccinations to enter the stadium. And
good.
So then there was a line around the stadium of people getting vaccinated to go in.
Oh, that's cool. They're doing it there.
They're doing it right there.
Getting vaccinated?
To go into the football stadium.
That's dope.
Wow, that's
cool,
great.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Even if it doesn't work for 2 weeks, it's still, it's good enough. It's like forcing someone, here's something cool, and in order to do this cool thing, you need to be vaccinated.
How? Life's just one big preschool, huh?
I'm trying to imagine what type of person was like, I'm not getting the vaccine. Oh, shit. I got to get it to get into the game? And then got it right then.
It seems like there's a lot of people.
I guess so. That is, what a perspective, right?
I mean, I'm sure some people are just like, you know, forgot about it or, you know.
Yeah, there's not really much else going on.
Maybe there's
not a lot of advertisements.
I hope there's not a lot of people who are like, I'm definitively against it.
Yeah.
There are.
Probably some people who are like, oh, I don't know.
I
don't know.
Maybe, you know, I mean, I don't care at this point. Whatever gets them to do it.
Yeah.
And people were like, they were mad because like they were offering like, basically lotteries for people in California to win money if they got vaccinated.
Smart.
Some people are like,
smart.
I got vaccinated. I should be in the lottery. Like, nah.
Nah.
I don't care. Whatever.
Get the vaccine. Get one Bitcoin.
Yeah, get these goods.
Holy shit. That's a good deal.
That would be a huge deal.
Yeah.
You guys still in Bitcoin?
I don't have any crypto.
A friend of mine is very into the NBA Top Shots, which is a kind of a NBA dunk moments card collecting game.
Mm-hmm. Like digital.
And so I get all of the updates from him.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm launching a really exclusive NFT that I'd really like to sort of drum up some interest about.
So. Well, yeah, what would it be about?
I don't know.
I'm kind
of still sort of working out the deets, but yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
You know, I didn't know.
I'd like to just say that was a bad response from you.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
You had no specifics.
Yeah.
Like, is it,
is it of you?
Sure.
Okay. Is it you in the bathtub?
Well, I didn't want it to sound like it was too real.
You in the bathtub watching Grey's Anatomy would be the only one I'd be interested in buying.
Yeah, full nude, though.
Yeah.
Robs.
And I want it to be like, it's one of those like hologrammy ones, like it's a moment in action and it's the computer falling into the bath, but right before it hits the water. So it's you with a moment of panic right before you die.
Right before I'm dead. I did. Well, by the way, I do have that iPad plugged right into the wall. Sometimes.
I know.
It's dangerous.
And that is, I don't know how much voltage can get through an iPhone cable, but if it's high vault.
As much as coming out the wall.
I'm dead. Like, you think?
A decent amount. Yeah.
I guess so.
We probably have enough. Like memes or screenshots, like we could probably make Try Guys NFTs. We'd have to do it on, one of the eco-friendly blockchains.
Yeah,
because I know that's a whole thing. But if we do an eco-friendly blockchain,
be cool.
One of the ones that takes as much energy as sending an email, and we make that Keith face. I feel like I would like to own that Keith face.
You can get Keith with the mustache.
Yeah.
Be hot.
That would be the uber rare Keith with the mustache.
I tried to trim it today.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
How'd that go for you?
It's hard to get it exactly the length you want and uniform. And then as soon as you put the razor down, there's one little scraggly hair that's like, missed me.
Oh, yeah,
and it's like sticking out goofy. And then you pat it down.
Let me see.
Oh, it's too long.
Straight on. It's nice.
That's pretty good.
Better. Yeah.
Try to clear another lip line.
I can see the lips better.
But I want, really, what I want to do is just grow it until it's like an old, wild Western man, which means I have to go through basically the bang period that ladies go through where their bangs have to grow out. And it's like really awkward because it would be too long to do anything with. And I don't think I can do that. So I'm just going to keep it at this strong, strong look until.
Nice.
Very know. Like a 1930s look, right? That kind of.
Yeah.
The line across.
Well, I can't do the thinnest one. I wish I could do the pencil stash.
A little French.
But I don't have enough. The stubble proximity isn't tight enough to make a good line.
I always feel like I look weird when you can't see my upper lip as much.
When it's too much
I think it looks normal.
Well,
right now I can see
it. Recently.
I guess that's why. I think it looks good.
Thanks, bro.
How do you upkeep your facial hair? You got a decent amount.
I have a big one. I get married soon, so I haven't been experimenting as much.
Of course,
and I'm trying to been like growing it out.
You gotta like zero in on the ideal.
Yeah, and I think I landed on an amount that I was like, that's a good length, and then I doubled it, and I was like, that's a really good length.
Wow. So you're trying to be full beard for the wedding.
This is like I've been before. I was using like a 2 on the mustache, a 4 on the beard.
Wow.
Now I'm using a 6.
Whoa.
On the beard.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
On the stash.
Whoa.
But I also have to trim the stash with the little scissors. The way you said whoa did not
whoa.
Sound like you're interested.
Whoa.
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 Mustache alert.
It's the morning show. You got to cut us some slack. You can't keep calling out our underreactions.
Okay.
Wait, you use little scissors to.
Sometimes I'll use.
You use little scissors.
People are going to love this. I use what I would say could also be used to trim dogs. It's big.
What?
For a while, I was using a dog trimmer. I got a dog trimmer at a thrift shop.
What does that look like? Are they scissors or a razor?
Looks like an electric razor. It looks like the same
thing. What's the difference between a dog razor and a human razor?
I think just the branding, maybe. Mm. But it said for dogs.
Ah.
And I was using it on my face.
You're like, I'm a dirty dog. Let's do this.
And I got a new one, and now I'm using just sort of that on my face. It's just like a big buzzer, like the haircut guys use.
So that's what I'm using. I'm using the haircut thing that we actually bought for the haircut videos back in the day.
Same.
And I've been using that as my beard trimmer. It's excellent.
My beard trimmer of choice.
It's excellent.
And it doesn't go above a 4. So there's no way I can become a mountain man.
Yeah. Also, I didn't charge that thing for almost a full year. It lasted like forever.
Because I'm only cockroach batteries.
Because I'm only turning it on for a second. You know, I'm turning on for like 3 minutes. Brief. And then turn it off.
It's also
like
it's hefty.
It's you a know, big
it's
boy.
It's a big boy.
And then I just plugged it in the wall. Now I guess I don't have to do it.
It's
another,
probably
another year.
Like industrial strength. You know, it's made for someone doing haircuts every
that's
day.
That's true.
That's cool. Yeah. Look, you when, do you shave? You shave with the
razor? Right, Miles. You, you said it like that.
Okay, cool. Now we know what it feels like.
It kind of felt like you were thinking about something else and just said that's cool.
Well, here's the question. When you're shaving your face, are you cutting your Adam's apple? I'm slicing my Adam's apple up all day.
So here's the thing. I don't even use, I don't go lower than a stubble anymore.
You're going just electric razor raw on the face, right?
And I'm actually using the trimmer as that and just getting it down to a 5 o'clock shadow, maybe like an 8 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
And that's as tight as I go anymore because my neck breaks out.
Me too.
And so I'm like, well, I don't want to be all broken out.
When
I'd
we did that pole
stumbling.
Dancing video, I shaved myself down to the nude.
Your whole body?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in these videos.
Yeah, you never know. No, I didn't do my whole body, but kind of wish I had. Definitely could see my pubes.
Top pubes.
Top pubes. Like, is it leg hair or pubes? Like, never a question you want to be
cleavage.
Asking a 2 million view video audience.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Maybe
that's
proud
why
of
they
it.
Watch it.
I'm proud of it.
There's not pubes in every video, and every video doesn't break a million. You know?
That's good.
I feel like I brought it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I brought it.
We keep joking. It's like we made a Ned'll say from the stripping video. I was like, well, it was a pole dancing video. It's like, yeah, but I was stripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really
pretty
were.
Pretty much. I stripped off my sunglasses. That counts.
That counts.
Stripped off my hood.
And you
but
were,
then I showered myself in money, and that really counts.
That really felt like that was the difference.
Here's a question. Okay. Say a mysterious director says, you guys are great. We'd love to have you in my next film.
Ooh.
You do have to show a full dick. Would you be in it?
Who else is in it? If Will Ferrell is in it, I feel like
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Oh.
Will Ferrell.
Wow.
Olivia Munn.
She's controversial now.
Is she? She just has to have pregnant, I think.
Well, she's pregnant with, because, you know, some people have opinions on her now because
do
of the
you
John
have opinions
thing.
On that?
I love her. I think she's great.
I
but
do too.
I'm just saying. She is
quick turnaround.
There is some controversy around her.
Couldn't
right?
the controversy be around John Mulaney?
It should be. But she's around John Mulaney. I think John Mulaney is the bigger controversy.
Oh, is that a controversy? People get a divorce. Sad. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, the controversy is people trying to do the timeline of how months pregnant she is versus how months ago all the things, quote unquote,
but I mean,
happened.
Oh, interesting.
That's not a controversy. That's sort of
cheating.
It's saucy.
It's funny.
Isn't that not a controversy when someone's cheating on someone?
We're like, we don't like, well, the president did it and we, Bill Clinton.
Felt like a controversy. We did not like that.
Maybe you could call it a scandal.
There you go.
Call it a scandal.
Maybe she's amidst a scandal.
A scandal, yeah.
But see, even
which actually raises the profile of the film, so I'm in.
That's correct, yeah.
Even us talking about it feels like we have a controversy over the scandal, right?
By the way, speaking of Bill Clinton, there's that impeachment
are we
show.
Speaking of him?
that impeachment show is coming out.
Kind of feels like you're trying to...
By the way, anyway, Bill Clinton, as it I've does. Been trying to say...
No, that actually does look like a good show. I mean...
yeah, one of my closest friends is playing Brett Kavanaugh in it.
What?
Wow.
Really your funny. Closest wow. friends is a young Brett Kavanaugh. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, how old are your friends, bro? 50-year-old You're about guy. To get married, and suddenly you got a bunch of 60-year-old friends.
Yeah. No.
Well, you got to fill out that registry somehow.
You do, and you want
have
those
old friends.
Have you sent
us friends. The registry, by the way?
Yeah, it's on the fucking website. By the way, I have beef with you too. Actually, what? No, not you, Ned.
Whoa, me?
Just Keith.
What?
So, okay. So I sent this. We sent our beautiful wedding invites over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarah spent a lot of time on the beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful,
can
right?
Talk about the beauty.
The beauty. But the envelope had calligraphy that we had our friends do, golden calligraphy, and vintage stamps for each individual person.
They were very nice.
They're different. Becky and Maggie both were like, what envelope? What are you talking about? Because you and Zach took the envelope, went boop, and then just said, I put the invite on the fridge. And so they didn't get to see the vintage stamps.
There's
no revival.
I think it's pretty normal to throw away the envelope.
It is what they were.
Also, you shouldn't have made the invite so beautiful if you wanted me to cherish the outside, because the invite is beautiful. It's so beautiful, in fact, that it is not on our fridge. It's against our like windowsill.
That's cool.
Like, it's in a very prominent position of our home.
I don't know. I think I'm with Miles on this one.
It was a pretty,
if the outside was so cool.
But I had to rip it just open it.
Well, we should.
But you could have showed it to them.
Yeah, but like, you know,
look at this. He has vintage stamps and golden calligraphy.
I didn't think it was like that cool.
Okay.
Whoa. My first thought was, how long have they been holding on to these tiny stamps?
They're worth like
3 cents. How old are these people hoarding their stamps all their life?
Think we kept them?
I didn't know.
Zach Kornfeld's in the studio.
What a pair of pants that is. And the shirt.
He's got.
I was going to just casually be like, ha, 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 so true, guys.
Gen Z style for days.
Hey, baby.
Zach, I'm glad you're here because I'm just broaching a controversy with Keith. Maggie and Becky both didn't see the envelope that had the vintage stamps on it from my wedding invite. They said you guys threw them away.
There were vintage stamps?
See, I knew you guys didn't even notice that.
I did notice, and I thought it was a mistake. I thought these people don't have any stamps. They're digging in the back of their drawers, trying to find what stamps they could. They're pinching pennies on this wedding already.
Honestly, can you remind me the aesthetics of your wedding invite? Because I don't even recall seeing it.
There's arches on the actual invite, but on the envelope is a golden calligraphy with vintage stamps on it.
And
done.
Put a lot of thought and effort into it.
A lot of thought and effort.
That's a nope.
Yeah. Well, I knew because they talked about this on You Can Sit With Us. I knew you guys just probably saw it and went, and then, you know, toss, etc.
Oops. Here's the thing. I moved into a house a couple months ago and like got all
lost
this
in the mail. Of course, it
no,
did.
No, 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 no.
Oh, you could have saved yourself.
My refrigerator is like, oh, nice refrigerator, cool. You got like a Viking, whatever. Fucking not magnetic. Not magnetic fridge.
No way.
Can't. So nice. Can't do nothing with that.
Did you get one of the, is it a smart fridge?
No, I wish.
You guys don't have
like
smart
fridge. Like a dumb fridge. You bought a dumb fridge.
I didn't buy it. It came with the house.
Oh, wow.
I did get a dumb fucking dishwasher. Dude, okay, we moved in the house.
I mean, probably
our dishwasher's broken. And then we got a home warranty because you got to pay for a home warranty. Mm-hmm. And then you do the insurance claim and they say, oh, no, actually, this is a worthless policy.
Yeah,
and you
here's can't the thing. I, my home warranty just expired. And they were like, you got to re-up it. I'm like, no. When I called you and I had a gas leak, you wouldn't help me. It was a fucking gas leak.
That's crazy.
It's a health hazard.
I'm not saying don't get the home warranty because like I'm sure you fucking need the insurance, but like I'm gonna tell you that we were on the phone for an hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, different. Sorry. You need the insurance of the warranty.
Yes.
It's a fucking scam, people.
It's really? A scam.
Yeah, because you have to go through their people and their people might be backed up for like too much time. That's what happened with my gas leak. He's like, oh, no one can come for 2 weeks. I'm like, no, it's a gas leak. Someone comes today.
For us, they just said it didn't qualify for us.
No, mine qualified, but they wanted me to use their people, but their people weren't available. So I said, no, I'm going to hire someone else to fucking fix the gas leak. It's in my bedroom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I had to call this one company.
I got
to
go.
25 times.
Keith.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for being on the show. Oh,
you know what, Keith? Here. There's only room in this pod for one of us, and I'm going to need you to get the fuck out of here. Which one? Mine or
ooh,
yours?
Ooh, now we're on a close-up of Daddy.
I got the limited edition certified ankle boy shirt, a bunch of vaginas of me. It's great.
Pretty
week only. I don't know when this is coming out.
I don't
Didn't
know.
It, already
it can
come
be out?
Out
tomorrow if you want to.
It should be.
All right, let's flip it.
All right, 1 week only, baby. Get the shirt. Well, what did I miss? This episode seems fun.
It got fun when you walked in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah.
No, it's been good, but we've had beef.
We've had a couple. They weren't really reacting to my really killer moves.
Were you dancing?
No, I mean content-wise.
Your content moves.
Yeah, I talked about
Miles
the weather.
Miles says, I've been thinking about making an NFT.
and then we were like, nothing.
That's cool.
Yeah. They were just like, all right. Because I guess maybe they thought it was real.
Ned, both myself and Keith have cut you off about 4 times in the 2 minutes I've been here. So you had a story you wanted to tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So we were talking about nightmare customer service situation. Bang. And so I got this new TV. I was super psyched for it, right? Mm-hmm. It was an 8K TV, which I realized I really didn't need to buy that. It was completely
3K.
You're just paying for packaging.
Hell yeah.
The extra 3K is not worth it.
So wait,
anyways,
it's an 8K TV.
But nothing's in 8K.
Nothing streams in 8K.
But I was just like, well, maybe I'm future proof. I just got it because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And anyways, it comes and it's kind of warped. Like it's kind of curved on the back.
Yeah.
And
it's not one of those curved TVs where that's the feature.
I'm pretty sure this isn't one of those curved TVs. No, it's supposed to be straight. And Ariel's like, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's supposed to be just made like this. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's kind of warped. Like it's like, okay, I guess we'll see. And it turns on and it works okay. So we're like, all right, this is fine. This is fine. You know, a month or so goes by.
But you can't mount that baby flat.
It's true. Actually, I might have noticed that more if we were mounting it. But this is for our, you know,
little
smaller back house area, which is just on the
You got to have an 8K TV for the smaller back house. Well,
sure. But it's the smaller back house. But for us, we are outfitting it like a movie theater.
Oh, very cute.
Because that's our place to go where the kids can't hear our Daddy loud light. Movies. Daddy light. Mm. Anyways. Over time, we start watching it, and we realize there's kind of like a U-shaped pattern in darker scenes.
Oh, no.
And it's like very kind of faint, but you know, when you watch something for a month or two, you're like, I'm kind of think that is something wrong with this. And then it's like the exact same pattern as the curve. And we're like, I'm kind of like maybe think something's really wrong with this. So I call them. Talk through customer service. That's the whole thing. They have to send a technician out. The technician arrives. He immediately is like, oh, yeah, that's fucked up, man. And I'm like, oh, finally. Thank you. Yeah, right. See, Ariel. And then he says, but I can't do anything about it.
What?
Because it was fucked up from shipping on the truck. You should have reported this months ago.
Oh.
And I was like,
boo.
What are you talking about? I'm not like a TV expert. I'm not a digital media personality, but still, you know, it's like you don't know. It's not like it has a crack in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then
they wouldn't do nothing.
They wouldn't do anything. They're like, I'm so sorry. You know, you can call this customer service number and see what you can do. Mm-hmm. And then they left. I was heartbroken.
Wow. And of course, like the amount of man hours that it goes through to be on hold with these companies to go through the fucking Byzantine.
Yeah. This is only act one.
In act two,
the rabbit hole gets deeper because now I'm pissed.
Buckle up, tripod listener.
That's right.
Right after this.
So if anyone in our audience also has had trouble with their $8,000 TV, they're going to be able to really learn from this experience.
Audience, you know your back house with a little movie theater.
Pixels.
You're probably like, ugh, my. Go on.
All right, you guys are assholes.
I mean, come on.
I'm also redoing my ADU.
Yeah,
I also reek of privilege.
So, what's the rabbit hole?
I don't want to tell this story.
No, Ned, we want to hear.
Made me feel bad about.
I want to hear it.
Buying a cool TV.
It's a very cool TV.
All right.
It's so cool.
You got the Switch back there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Of course,
yeah.
Dude. We're all anyways. Like, fuck. This is so cool.
So
Ned,
far.
Give me more.
So far, I've spent a grand total of maybe 3 hours on it, and then the rabbit hole goes in. I'm just customer service after customer service. At one point, I get transferred to someone who handles washing machines.
Sure.
And I'm like, no, this is not. And like you know, I finally plead my case and get like a new, you know, they're going to give me cash back. But then they disqualified me from that. And I had to start all the way over. It was crazy. I probably called them about 20 times.
That's so frustrating.
Because I was just so upset.
God, and at that point, it's a vendetta.
Yeah, it's not about the money anymore.
Right, you want it.
It was about like just getting this win against the customer service.
I want James T. Samsung himself to write me an apology letter.
I won't say who it was.
Okay, Ned winked.
That was a hot wink.
That was
Ned.
A really hot
I'm gonna
wink.
Need all of you listening right now to pop over on YouTube, sync up this time code, and look at that hot ass wink, because I'm gonna tell you what, felt that in
you
me
felt
loins.
It? Felt it?
In me loins.
Anyways, I finally get a refund or a voucher or some shit, and I get a new TV, and it is not curved, and I felt vindicated.
And it was only 4K.
No 8K.
No, actually, I got the Black Friday deal, so I ended up saving like $500.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Everyone else is like, my TV costs $500. All right.
So wait, what did you do with the Curve TV?
Oh, they take it back.
Oh, they take it back. Okay.
I always love when you're like, I'd like to return this. And I'm like, honestly, just fucking donate it or something. And you're like, no, I got two TVs.
Yeah.
It happens all the time for heavy stuff.
Yeah. Like. That happened with my fancy ass kettle.
Yeah.
Kettle?
Yeah, I got a fancy ass kettle.
Tell me more.
You mean like a fellow?
Yeah.
That's cool. I have a fellow kettle.
Is it like Miles's cup, but in a kettle form?
It is a tea kettle that's electronic, and you can dial to the specific temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Because green tea is at 186, ooh, but black tea is at 206 degrees Fahrenheit, of course.
Of course.
Of course. We're weird here in the U.S. I know. Tell me about it.
This is funky.
We're funky. We're just weird like that.
Totally
we're different.
Random.
we're unique. yeah, it was stupid. But like something, I forget what, like one piece of metal hit it and it conducted electricity and like, and it like,
oh my god,
yeah,
you mean like, on the like base?
I don't know. Like on the kettle, it was quite frightening. And hopefully an anomaly. I love you, fellow. It's a great kettle, but it was quite scary.
I like that stuff, fellow. So stuff.
Now we got two.
I think Ariel got one of those too.
They're cool. Yeah, it sounds like an Ariel like aesthetic.
It's very sleek.
Like a cool handle.
Yeah, and it's got a gooseneck.
And you got the little twisty dial.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
And you hold it down and it starts counting down.
You best believe.
That's right.
Yeah, we got... We also have that cool
premium kettle. I got some customer service health story. Should we just keep rolling?
Get into it, Dad.
Real quick, because I've been gone. Mm-hmm. Did we explain why I was late and why Keith just left suddenly?
His ear.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure that people know.
No, he said it. Okay. Keith was here for a while before Ned got here.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Classic Keith. He's
only
always punctual.
Only 4 minutes.
Hey, that's a while. In 4 minutes. Time.
They were trying to start the pod without me and be like, oh, I'm always here on time. Everyone else is late.
Well,
I was sleeping.
The only one on time.
Yeah, but 5 minutes late is
it's
not
okay,
late.
It's okay, Ned. Like I said, when you're the boss, baby, you're on time anyway. Anytime you arrive.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's right. I'm on time.
That's right. That's right.
I woke up like 20 minutes before my alarm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to wake up at 6:30 now. Big deal for me. Big deal. I'm trying to wake up with Maggie every day when she gets ready for work.
That's good.
But today's her day off.
Uh-oh.
So I woke up at 6:05, 6:10, ready to pee like a geyser. And I was so proud of myself for waking up before my alarm.
That
so I laid back.
To reward yourself with exercise.
Yep, and here we are. I mean, I've had a couple nightmares with companies. I mean, once, this is the short story, my car got hit by a mail truck.
Oh, wow.
Like a fucking mail truck came barreling around a corner.
That's horrible. Scra-
it was not bad, but it scratched my car. They wouldn't give me their information for insurance. And Geico, I was on the phone with them. They're like, what? I've never dealt with this. But the guy's manager came and was like, hey, we're government employees. You need to reach out to us. And I'm like, that seems
wrong. Oh, that sucks.
Wrong. I mean, it was like a year of chasing them. And finally, Geico was like, yo, bro, you just need to like pay for it so we can go after them. Luckily, it wasn't bad because like I was fucking not making money at that point. So like, if I couldn't afford it, it would have, you know, don't get hit by a mail truck if you can avoid it. But I moved. Mm-hmm. Unnamed cable company. Giant in the Los Angeles area came to my house and they swapped my cable box. You know, just that's what they do. They're like, hey, you have like whatever. So they took my Wi-Fi and they gave me a new one.
Yeah.
He left. Great. Didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
Months go by and then all of a sudden I get a summons? A credit when the credit bureau comes after you.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What is that called? Not a summons for court, but a collection agency.
A
collection agency calls me and they're like, hey, we're coming after your credit, motherfucker. You have been dodging this payment of like $84. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, we have it right here. Unnamed cable company says that you have not paid this bill.
No.
And I'm like, what? So I call Unnamed Cable Company. I'm like, hey guys, I have this thing. I've been paying my bill every month. What is this? And they look in their file. It's like, oh, look, it says here that you never returned your cable box.
No.
And I'm like, first of all, you never gave me a notice for that.
Yeah.
You just claimed that I didn't pay it and then sent me to a collection agency, you fucking
that's
dickwads.
Crazy.
But also,
Dog the Bounty Hunter is going to come knock on your door.
Seriously. But also,
you had a headlock.
I have a cable box. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't return it. Your guy took it. So this guy, this tech, didn't fill out the paperwork right.
Oh, no.
So they're claiming that I'm like, guys, how do I not have a cable box returned. I'm using your cable box. Do you see in your back end that I'm using a cable box every week? And they're like, yes. So then how did I not return it?
Yeah.
So
maybe he got into an accident.
With
a mail truck.
Oh, yeah.
On a bridge.
That's right.
And he survives, but his truck topples over. And your cable box is just like bloop, bloop, bloop. Wow. Just like floating. Like, and then it slowly sinks to the bottom of the Seine.
And then Bill River, Paxton,
because you live in Paris,
went on a underwater expedition to find it. And then he said, well, baby, I went down and got it for you. Mm-hmm. And then Brittany goes...
There's some Britney news, right? She's getting out of the conservatorship and getting your story's not over.
Not even close to
her. Oh shit! I thought it was.
Yeah, that's okay.
Tell me
about Britney.
I have my own Act Two situation. It's only fair.
I would love to hear about Britney.
Oh, the cable box.
Then they kept calling me.
It
took months and months. And every time they would tell me on the phone, like, "Hey, no, it's totally cool, man." And then I would call them back, and it wasn't cool. And the collection agency kept coming after me. Mm-hmm. I called them about 10 times. I had to spend an hour on the phone every single time. I had to hey, here's the story. Can I talk to your manager? And they said, okay, but you have to tell me the whole story. And then I would talk to the manager. So finally, my mom's friend knew somebody.
Oh my God. No, that's not how this story ends.
This is after a year.
You called your mommy.
Mom's friend knows somebody on the board of directors.
My mommy helped me because I'm like catching up with my mommy one day. And I tell her what's going on. Guys, this was 6 months of this shit where I spent a total of 10 hours on the phone with unnamed cable company.
Yeah.
And my mommy said that, baby boy, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, she said, I take yoga with the CEO.
It was definitely like, unnamed cable company.
I'll believe it.
It was definitely like the West Coast head of marketing at unnamed cable company.
So funny.
But she sent like some angry email and it disappeared.
Wow.
But it was the same fucking pattern where I would spend an hour on the phone, be like, bro, I got you. So sorry about that, Mr. Kornfeld. Mm-hmm. And then 3 weeks later, collection agency would call me. And I'm no, guys, I already talked to them. They're like, well, you're going to have to call them.
Did a person ever show up at your doorstep with like an intimidating thing?
They showed up my work. And they
really?
That'd be crazy.
I wonder if there's like, if that is actually a job, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just get a bunch of clients. You call customer service for them. You know exactly the buttons to push. You know, you hit the two, then you hit 5, and then you hit 0 like a bunch of times, and then you say, I would like to escalate this to the regional service department, whatever it is, right? Like, I wonder if that's like someone's job is to just know all of the ISPs, all of the technology home appliance companies, and then you can just call in a closer.
Dude, if I could have paid someone to take care of this for me instead of calling my mommy, I would be a proud man.
You gotta do it. Well, you know what? I've been trying to figure out.
Oh, we could call it. Call your mommy.
Call your mommy.
Call your mommy.
Yeah.
See, Zach's mom can help you.
Mommy's friend.
Call my mommy's friend.
Does your mom not know someone on the board of directors? Well, our mom does.
Honestly, as an adult,
call our mommy.
As an adult, I do feel like I need a service like call mommy and call daddy.
Yeah.
You know, and I would totally like.
Because you don't want to bother them with every little thing, right? Well, you're an adult now.
Here's the thing. I'm an adult in big quotation marks, but like I got a house now.
You're wearing a shirt with 12 vaginas.
Yeah. There's so much that I don't understand about homeowning and like just life. I need a guy. I need a call daddy. I need 1-800.
Call your daddy.
You want to be called daddy?
Yeah, I'll be called daddy. Yeah.
Oh my God. 1-800 call daddy.
Put me in your phone as daddy.
Call my daddy.
That would make my day.
That would be awesome.
That would be hot. I've been trying to figure out the customer service thing of the airline.
Airline comedy. Here we go.
Here we go. The peanuts. No, it's like so many times I'm like, all right, let's pay a little extra money, get the direct flight.
No problem. Gotta have it.
Gotta have that direct flight. No problem. Got it. Both ways.
That's the standard ops, baby.
Of course. And then
Burbank to JFK, JetBlue, shout out.
Absolutely, shout out. And then immediately, like, you know, a week before the flight, they're like, hey, we added a stop to your flight.
What?
Are you booking exclusively on Spirit?
No, it's like American Airlines and shit. I'll call them out. But they just, and then it's like, okay, well, where's my money go? And they're just like, you're going to have to call the person. And they're just like, sorry, this is the, this flight's not, doesn't exist anymore. If you want to fly on that day.
It's got to be a COVID thing though, right?
I guess.
I feel like they were doing this 3 years ago.
I think that they're canceling a lot of flights right now.
Where are you flying to? To South Carolina?
North Carolina, where I'm from. So
different Carolina.
Different Carolina. But no, it's happened a bunch of times to me. And it's like, where do they get the audacity? You thought it was from South Carolina?
I have no comment.
Sorry.
Didn't know his
North Carolina's cooler,
Beyonce's
right?
Name for years.
Yeah, which was honestly still not egregious. Sure, yeah, for sure.
It's Tar Heels?
With an H or
Tar Heels, UNC.
That's north?
That's north.
All right, I stay in north.
Yeah, North South. Carolina's fun.
South is more racist?
Hard to say. They're both pretty racist. But it's like all
traditionally,
if you look at the map of like the voters, it's like, okay, the college towns totally blue. Sure. Outside, it's danger time.
Yeah, danger time.
Danger time out there.
Danger town.
But but yeah, man, airlines are evil. It's hard to really get a grasp on it.
Speaking of what else is evil, Britney's conservatorship.
Nice, Ned.
She goes, hear this. See about this. You see about this. You hear about this. You know, this whole thing with Britney, she's like in this legal arrangement where she can't make her own decisions. It's called a conservatorship. I'm sure a lot of y'all are following. And her dad controls it all. And then finally, after she's like been pleading to be set free, they all agreed to it. And now she's getting engaged.
Good
and
for her.
And the conservatorship.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting to see. Obviously, people are super invested in this because we've been invested in Britney's lives for a long time. But it's fascinating for me to see, like, in the New York Times email blast, they've been updating.
Yeah.
Because it's borderline celeb gossip, but it isn't. It's more than that. And it's about, a lot. It's almost about, like, ableism and people's right to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has.
Yeah, the fact that there's a legal structure that.
It's fucked up. It's crazy. Yeah,
someone
it's crazy.
Can be performing shows nightly in Vegas and still not be able to, like, get a debit card.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't really have much more commentary beyond that, but I do find it fascinating.
Yeah,
it
is interesting. It is interesting.
Other pop hits, because this episode's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Eugene was at the Met Gala.
Oh.
Hell yeah, man.
We got to add a special segment when it comes back.
I know. Like, I'm really curious what happened.
What's the deal? Yeah.
Well, he's going to be doing a video on our channel about the experience.
Yes.
And so we've heard, you know, gotten very frantic texts from him with some updates. So we got some updates we can give you, but we'll save the main story for
the
him.
Gist.
But first, let's just say the Met Gala every year. So exciting to see. It's not something that I think I care about until you start seeing the outfits. And
you're like, wow, this is just a night of fashion. It's iconic. And also because last year we like made our own Met Gala outfits out of tinfoil and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a real, like, this is how it started, this is how it's going type of thing for Eugene.
Oh, my God. And for him.
That's amazing.
Obviously, this means so, so much. I didn't know that the Met Gala existed until maybe 2-3 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
I think for me, it would be like going to the Oscars would be the big one. Or Keith joked, like if he could go to the roast of...
Oh,
you know,
that'd be really
so
fun.
And so that would be like, I've made it. But for Eugene, like this is he's been working towards being a fashion icon. So we're so happy and so proud for him. I know. So people were actually a little shocked. They'd be like, wow, Eugene wore a suit on the red carpet. But like, damn, he's got those red heels. He's got the amazing makeup. The story that I'm interested to hear, and we haven't heard the full story yet, is that he had a dress that fell through 3 hours before the Met Gala.
It's a Met Gala disaster.
Oh my God.
Genuinely the most stressful thing
Panic.
I could possibly imagine. This is the biggest fashion event of the year. You are invited. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be invited.
He only got invited on Thursday.
Yes.
It was he was totally scrambling with everything.
Because people spend, months.
By the way, I think I might be going to the Met Gala on Monday.
He got an incredible designer who, you know, because like every outfit needs to be approved by Anna Wintour herself. Mm. So he got
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This event is top to bottom, like the most tightly controlled event of the year. The second to none, Miles.
That's cool.
Second to none.
Second to none. Anna Wintour. He had this stunning dress, and from this designer, it was approved by Anna Wintour, and I guess something happened. I don't know if it broke.
Maybe it didn't fit. Right.
Didn't fit or something. And so the suit that he wore, which fucking killing it.
Yeah, great.
Just happened to be in like where he was getting ready. The guy had a suit that fit him. And Eugene made it work.
Yeah. And put the heels, pulled it together great.
Which is almost awesome. Fucking cooler. Mm-hmm. That like everyone has these top designers in the world. Mm-hmm. And Eugene is just like, well, here's an outfit I put together 3 hours ago.
And it looks fucking awesome.
Fucking amazing.
It looks fucking beautiful. I know. Yeah. I'm so proud of him. I'm very curious to see what happened.
It was very cool also in the office. Everyone was so giddy.
Yeah.
They're like, that's cool. My dad. Way to go, bestie.
I don't know if you guys saw the Peg the Patriarchy. I mean, I'm on board, but I don't know what it means.
Ned, do you know this?
I saw the t-shirt.
Cara Delevingne?
Yeah.
It was like a bulletproof vest that says Peg the Patriarchy.
Oh, it's bulletproof vest. That's
am on board, but again, I don't.
Miles is on board to get pegged.
I'm on board to get pegged. Sure. Why not?
You want to identify yourself as a patriarchy and get pegged?
Oh, is that it? Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess I don't want to identify myself as a patriarchy. But
I mean, it's a way to say fuck the patriarchy.
I know, but pegging is like sex positive and good, and we should be pegging each other.
Rolls.
Yeah, I would say that to be sex positive, you don't necessarily have to be down de facto with being pegged. In fact, I would say to be sex positive, it is your choice whether you want to be pegged or not.
I thought it was interesting.
Now, what's your thoughts?
Love that, by the way. Yeah, I mean,
or I
buffet
mean, for the patriarchy.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been good.
And there's the alliteration, right?
Peg the patriarchy. Sure.
That's good. Yeah.
Peg the patriarchy.
Eat the menu.
So at the Met Gala, some of the biggest stars. I mean, not some of the biggest stars in the world are all there. So. Yeah. Dear listeners, you may be wondering, did Eugene get to rub elbows with anyone famous? You know, Olivia Rodrigo was there. Did Eugene say, hey, maybe give Zach a follow?
Yeah.
Did he
hey, why are you following that?
Yeah. Did he dance with Rihanna? Did he? I can't say.
We'll just have to stay tuned for the video on the Try Guys channel.
Hell
and,
yeah.
Oh, you have another
thing? I have one story.
Oh,
you have one story?
So yesterday morning at like 9 a.m. as I'm driving into work, Eugene calls me. He's like, hey, I have 2 minutes. I'm running around New York. I'm returning clothes. Spoiler alert to the end of that story. Eugene missed his flight because he was like running around New York and returning stuff. So he genuinely had 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, but I had to call you. Last night, I didn't talk to many people because, you know, it's a professional event.
Yeah.
But I was, when I got a little drunk, I saw Lord walking by. And now, let me back up and say, if you do not know, huge Lord stan over here.
Yeah.
Melodrama, one of the greatest albums of all time. Ned, you're on board.
Melodrama, ever since our dear production coordinator Sam said it was his favorite album.
Hell yeah.
I've been getting into it. Now it's on one of my like top five most listened to stations.
Oh. When you go in Ned's car, there's like an icon of his previously listened to things.
Yeah.
And it's
that's great.
It makes me so proud, so happy.
Tripod, like, you can sit with us. Uh-huh. Melodrama.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Tight.
And Guilty Pleasures. Okay, cool.
You listen to the Tripod.
Sometimes
he presses play, puts it on mute.
Yeah. get the play.
Get those views. And so her new album, Solar Power, has full on become my comfort album. Mm. I listen to it. It's how I wake up.
Yeah.
It is how I relax. It has filled my soul. So Eugene puts his hand on her shoulder as she's walking by and he goes, I just need you to know that all of my friends get high to your album.
That's bomb.
And she goes, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my New Zealand accent.
That's
and
great.
He's like, it's just so like vibe. He's like, yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah.
That's so cool.
And they had like about 60 seconds of talking before she got whisked away.
Of course.
Telling her that we love her. So, you know,
it's really cool.
Did he say my name specifically? Probably not. But he said my best friends, which is, you know what? I would say a better win. Eugene called me his best friend.
That's true.
That's true.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Go get high and listen to Solar Power, guys.
Damn right.
Well, we're going to keep talking on the Afterpod. Hey, become a Triceratops. Support us and join our community at patreon.com/tryguys. You get an extra episode every week and get to help out the show. But right now, it's time for our final segment, or the youngest and least experienced of us, gives some advice. This is advice that'll go for miles with Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune into your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready.
Miles Nation.
Thanks for the harmony, Ned.
What's up, Miles Nation? How are all you stinky hoes doing out there?
Ooh.
Okay. Zach's on his phone.
Stinky.
Looking at Instagram.
Yep.
That's good to see and good to hear. Now, have you ever wanted to seize life by the balls and suck?
Yes, yeah. And then no.
Have you ever wanted to drink Powerade so hard that you power up?
Hell yeah, I love Powerade.
Zach's still on his phone. And have you ever wanted to sort of be the best you that you can be? Ned?
Absolutely.
I'm asking you to get the things that Early Bobby is doing. Okay.
I'm imagining these are like those little Go-Gurt energy pouches where you just go.
Look, I love to suck down a creamy yog, but that's not what today's about. Today, I'm telling y'all to be basic. People who are cool think that being basic is ass. And those people...
They're louder for the people in the back.
Those people can suck my nubs. Because...
How many nubs?
Well, you'll have to take me to dinner to find out. But I think that being basic needs to be brought back. Okay? You think you're cool for listening to a song that no one's heard? You're not. You think you're cool for eating a cream that no one has heard of? You're not. You think you're cool for wearing a cloth that's not from Target? You're not. So I'm asking you to embrace pop culture, listen to the song on the radio, and sip a pumpkin spice brew for the season. That's the reason.
You know, you can get a PSL inside of Target.
That's dang right.
That's heaven right there.
Yeah. You know how cool people are always like, I'm all
just like
mysterious.
He's talking to me and also to you.
That's right.
Like, this is all the things that you hate and all the things that I love.
That you got to embrace, okay? Because cool people think, I'm so cool and mysterious. I have these deep thoughts. Guess what? Dumb people have those thoughts too. Okay, Zach?
Are you saying that basic people are dumb?
No, I'm saying that basic people are the same as cool people. Cool people are just lame about it.
I definitely feel a little personally attacked.
Yeah, and you should.
But I do have a comment.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
So I used to be a real hipster. I would say my college, you know, we were real jaded, jaded burnout types where pop culture is stupid. I listen to indie radio. That indie band is big now. They're lame. And honestly, when I got to the BuzzFeed, I credit myself becoming a happier, bubblier person with when I accepted mass culture into my life.
100% agree.
And you know what it was? Ashley Perez, my dear friend, broke me down and made me go, you know what? Taylor Swift, Shake It Off is a bop.
Yes.
And that was like this watershed moment where I'm like, you know what? You don't have to just piss on, you know, piss posh things because they're popular. You can, that's the true individual who doesn't care if something's popular or not. You like what you like. And like genuinely, truly, fully, I think that was a turning point in my life where I became a happier person overall. Instead of looking down on things, I just started looking for the things that I enjoy.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think that you don't want to, like, if you are somebody who's just like rejecting all this culture and like tweeting out like this shit sucks because it's whatever, you're going to be miserable. And you know what? So we had two weddings recently, obviously. We had one for family and we're doing one for friends a little later. You know what we found with the music? You know what people want to dance to at weddings? The hits.
Teo Cruz's Dynamite.
Literally search wedding playlist and that's what people want to dance to.
Yep.
The shit that's been playing at every wedding forever. It's not your indie chill hit. It's just not.
Yeah.
I can't believe you even considered a wedding full of indie chill hits.
Well, we didn't, but I just was like, oh yeah, you know what people want to dance to? Fucking Brown Eyed Girl.
Fucking Shout.
Yeah, fucking Shout. It's like, that's the type of shit that gets people going.
For Maggie's birthday last year, we did a dance party in the Habersburger's backyard. It was like COVID birthday, so we had our bubble of like, I don't know, like seven people, whatever it was. And I made a playlist and it was like a bunch of hits.
Yeah.
And then I put on an Anderson .Paak song that I love. That is a fucking jam. Come Down. Like, you listen to that right now, Tripod listeners. You tell me that song is not a bop. But definitely the party was like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Don't know this one. Cool. This one's pretty cool.
Cool.
And Maggie and I are like grooving on the dance floor. I'm like, fuck. All right. Next track.
Yeah, right.
Go
yeah.
back to Metro Station.
shake yeah. it.
So when we went to this football game, we were stuck in mad traffic leaving, and Zach dialed up the most wedding dance floor playlist. It was amazing. I think I had more fun sitting in traffic with the boys.
Hell yeah.
Screaming Sweet Caroline at the top of our lungs.
Hell yeah. Did like,
trying to get strangers in cars to dance with us.
We did Shout. We did Ain't No Mountain High.
So good.
I'm blanking on what, but basically because we had the windows rolled down and we were in a standstill, my job as DJ was to try and get everyone to sing along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it too. You know, Perfect. There are some people that were just partying, not in their car, just hanging out on the side. That was a little strange.
I'll have to post this video. There was Ned dancing in the front of his car, and then one lady, carless, for about 10 minutes, just like smoking a cigarette, drinking her drink. And it's like, lady, you know it's time to go home. But she was absolutely vibing.
Just vibing in the parking lot.
That's great.
Absolutely obstructing traffic.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
We love to see that.
Well, another perfect episode. Hey, hit subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. It helps other people discover the show. Rate us 5 stars as well. And we got some new merch at tryguys.com. You can get the t-shirt that Zach is wearing, but 1 week only. It's going to be going away. Limited selection.
Ronald, hit us with the tripod theme song.
Well, we're gonna take you down to Disneyland and ride all the rides. Don't call customer service, cause it's not gonna go that well. You're gonna waste your time, you're gonna waste it right. You're gonna listen to the tripod all night.
It's a tripod. Until next time, stay beautiful. We'll be right back.